This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, comment, or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you. We've got Sean Burcham coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk business sense, straight talk. He's the author of a book called Keeping Score with Grit, G-R-I-T-T, Straight Talk Strategies for Success. We're going to talk about business kinds of things. I love the idea of being an entrepreneur, and business skills are really life skills. And this is a show about life skills. Even though we talk about nutritional supplementation mostly and nutrients, because I love chemistry so much, this is really a show about life skills. How to have a great life using all kinds of strategies, leveraging all kinds of strategies, spiritual strategies, mental strategies, emotional strategies, and physical strategies all combined under the umbrella of life strategies. How to have a great life. That's what The Bright Side is all about. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to start a longevity business and start working, making money out of your home. Making money out of your home instead of going to an office. And the world is now changing. The world has officially changed. It's been changing gradually, but I would say we hit a critical mass in this last month. And it happened really quickly, and we are now going to be living in a post-coronavirus world. And this post-coronavirus world is going to necessitate that we are become more resourceful, and we become more independent, and we become less attached to some kind of outside source for income, outside source for health, outside source to take care of our business, really. The medical model has demonstrated its inability to deal with something that you don't need the medical model for at the end of the day, and that's infection. And that's this viral infection. The only thing the medical model can do is stick you in your house and lock you up. It's the only thing they can do. But the immune system can take care of it. How do you like that? And likewise with a job. You know, a lot of people are going to be unemployed. 25% people of Americans are unemployment is at 25%, 25 to 30%. It's crazy. This is the golden opportunity, not to get on the ground floor. You miss the ground floor, but get it on the first floor of the longevity business. Get in on the first floor of the longevity business. If you like nutrition, if nutrition has helped you, if you want to be part of the health world, the nutrition world, and you want to start a business that's no muss, no fuss, for a one-time $30 fee, at least check it out. Call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for more information, or to click on the Join the Team link. Sean Burcham coming up at the bottom of the hour, SeanBurcham.com, and our number 844-236-6010. So I did my moment of truth today on niacin. I've been loving me some niacin. That's, to me, that's the most fascinating of all. I don't want to say it's the most fascinating, but one of the most fascinating, or certainly it's a fascinating vitamin. It's the only vitamin, vitamin B3, is the only vitamin that your body will make. That's how important it is. Vitamins typically are defined or distinguished by the body's lack of ability to make it. You need to get it from the outside. Now, you still need niacin from the outside, but you can, under conditions of severe deficiency, you will make a little bit of niacin. It's that important. It doesn't require you to have a good, be eating enough proteins, because it comes from the amino acid tryptophan, which is found in high protein foods. So you got to make sure you're getting enough protein. In fact, it's just a good idea to make sure you're getting enough protein. This is kind of interesting because protein via this high protein foods, we'll say, via this amino acid tryptophan are also important for mood. They're also important for helping you handle stress. Protein via the amino acid tryptophan is important for stress management. This tryptophan, niacin, serotonin. So what happens is tryptophan gets turned into either niacin or serotonin. It's supposed to get turned into serotonin, but under deficiency states, you'll convert it into niacin. The point being that high protein foods, protein, niacin, tryptophan, serotonin, all are important for helping the body handle stress management. This niacin group, we'll call it, just because we're talking about niacin, but the niacin group that has tryptophan and serotonin in it, and then requires protein and an intake of high protein foods, we'll say. Whey protein is really great for this. It's very important for helping the body handle stresses, for handle the day-to-day stresses, and also immune stresses. Hello, antiviral. This is a great way to support your antiviral biochemistry, is to leverage this kind of grouping of tryptophan, niacin, protein. Of course, you got to make sure that you're absorbing and you're utilizing, your digestive system is working as it should. It all has to do with, you may have seen this, by the way, Facebook, for the last couple of years, I've been seeing these ads for NAD and NAD plus. NAD plus and NADH, I think, are the two. But basically, it's NAD, we'll call it. We'll just call it NAD. The N in NAD stands for niacin, or something similar to niacin. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's in the niacin family. Niacin is involved in this NAD stuff, and this NAD stuff is now being recognized as being an important part. It's not now being recognized. It's being used as a supplement recently. It's been promoted as a supplement. We've known about NAD's importance inside the cell for 100 years, but NAD itself and NAD plus are important for helping the cell handle stress, and that includes immune cells, which makes niacin, which is a precursor for this NAD and NAD+, really important for the immune system, and really helpful for fighting viruses. How do you like that? Now, niacin is good for a lot of things, and NAD is important for all cell chemistry. Basically, niacin, NAD, tryptophan, this whole grouping of substances helps our genetics change in response to stress. That's really cool. Our genetics change in response to stress when we are healthy. When we are healthy, that is, we're nutritionally healthy, we're mentally healthy, our bodies are dynamic and growing, and we're youthful, or at least our chemistry is youthful, our genetics changes in response to stresses. This is amazing. This is so, the intelligence that's built into the system is just awe-inspiring. It's built into the system as a whole, and it's built into the cell. There are stress pathways in the cell that whose very job is to turn stress into genetic changes. These are biochemical pathways, and they involve niacin, and they involve protein, and they involve this stuff called NAD and NADH. And they involve something else called a really interesting interesting molecule called CERT, S-I-R-T. I'll talk about that when we come back from our break. And get your phone calls, 844-236-6010. Sean Burcham coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we have lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story, or if you have anything you want to talk about with this coronavirus stuff, I'd love to hear how you guys are dealing. If you're in lockdown, shelter in place, which is now, I was just reading an article from the Wall Street Journal. People are becoming skeptical of this whole shelter in place thing. Hopefully it's going to end. I think it's going to end here pretty soon. Anyway, if you have questions, comments, success stories, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. Longevity products can be purchased at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470. All right, so I've been just really fascinated lately with the stress response, with how, and by lately I mean, excuse me, for the last few years, with how the stress response makes us better, how the body is not only able to handle stresses, but it's set up so we become better. We become more able to handle stresses when we have stresses. And this is really important when we think about things like shelter in place, when we think about things like viral infections, and we think about things like germs and microbes, and a lot of researchers are now trying to pin the blame for chronic disease on being attacked by outside invaders. This gets to the whole germ theory idea versus the terrain. The germ theory is the idea that we're being attacked by germs, terrain theory, which is the alternative, and it was a big battle between the two theories in the late 1800s, says that it's about the terrain, it's about us, it's about the vector, the carrier, which makes much more sense when you think about it. We're surrounded with germs, we don't always get sick, obviously the terrain addresses and takes care of things, so work on the terrain. And when the more you dig deep into the body, the more you see the body is fully capable of it. And cells are fully capable of it. There are stress pathways. We got to understand how powerful we are as bodies. We got to understand this machinery called a body, not just understand it, but really, really use it. Use it the way you would use a computer if you knew, understood how to use a computer. You know, there's all these things on my Word documents or in my computer or on my iPhone that I don't know how to use. I'm not getting the best use out of any of that stuff. And that's bad enough. But when you have a body that's able to handle viruses and able to heal wounds and able to convert our food into energy and able to move and locomote and lift things and all the things bodies can do, it's even more important to understand as much as you can about how the whole thing is put together. But because we don't, we listen to knuckleheads who have MDs next to their name, and they don't understand it either. And we just listen to them. If we started to dig deep into our body's stress management pathways, we would be so blown away, number one, that we would never look at the body again the same way, or cells the same way, and number two, we could begin to understand how to take advantage of it, how to use it, how to put things in that will build it and support it, and how to keep things out that don't. So, for example, NAD and NADH signal, this is so amazing how this all happens, but we'll just gloss over that for now. NAD and NADH signal another type of molecule, which is a protein. Everything's all the workers in cells are proteins, called sirtuins. We just discovered these 20 years ago, 25 years ago. These sirtuins, or sirts for short, they call them. There's seven of them. Their job is to unwrap the genetics so that they can change, to unlock the genetics so they can change. There's little locks on top of the genetics, so it stays the same, but they unlock these locks. The sirtuins do. Look at all these pieces and all these parts that have to be working appropriately, and that do work appropriately under if they're given what they need for actions to occur. There's all these fail-safes and safety mechanisms. The point I talked about today in my moment of truth is this all starts with niacin, with vitamin B3. That makes niacin really important. Niacin, particularly in the form of NAD and NADH, nicotinamide. There's two forms of vitamin B3. They're both called vitamin B3. It's a little confusing. You've got niacin, and you've got niacinamide. And I was going to say nicotinic acid and nicotinamide, but I'm not going to go there because that's just going to confuse it even more. We'll just say niacin and niacinamide. Niacinamide we know is no flush niacin. It doesn't cause the same kind of blood vessel opening up, vasodilation effect. Niacin has a vasodilation effect. That causes flushing. And that will keep some people from using niacin. If that's the case, it's not a reason to not use niacin as a supplement, in my opinion. In my opinion, niacin is too valuable and too important to not supplement with it. If you can't use niacin because you're flushing and it can be uncomfortable, use niacinamide, no flush, or use time-to-release niacin. You know, Jevity, by the way, has a niacin product. I don't think it's time-release called the ultimate niacin if you're doing longevity. You never want to take your niacin, or any B vitamin for that matter, without the entire B complex. You always take them together. In nature, they're found together. In nature, of course, it's not in our natural state, in human beings' natural state, we don't necessarily want or need to be supplementing. But we don't live in that state, unfortunately, so it's important to understand how to supplement. The disease that's caused by vitamin B3 deficiency is called pellagra, and it used to be a very serious disease. It used to be a killer disease throughout history up until we discovered vitamins, really. But it occurred a lot in the South in the 18th century, 17th century, even up until the 19th century. Because of how they ate. Pellagra, by the way, if you go to medical school, they'll tell you pellagra is the four D's. Pellagra is diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, death. And I remember when I first heard that, I thought to myself, well, I wonder if Alzheimer's disease is related to niacin. I wonder if mental health issues are related to niacin, because we know niacin deficiency will cause dementia. We know niacin deficiency will cause diarrhea. So maybe if people have digestive health issues, chronic diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, maybe there's a relationship between lack of niacin, lack of vitamin B3. And then, same thing with skin rashes. Dermatitis is a classic sign of niacin deficiency. In fact, the red neck, the word red, we get the word red neck from the red neck that people got in the South when they were, when they had pellagra and they were out in the sun. That made it worse. So rashes, dermatitises, even eczema. How do we know that's not niacin deficiency, considering most people are going to be deficient in niacin? Most people are going to be deficient in everything. And niacin, by the way, is water soluble, so you urinate it out, which means you're extra likely to be deficient in it if you're not continuously giving it to yourself. Niacin, by the way, is found in high protein foods. If you're subsisting on corn as a vegetable, this is what happened in the South. They were eating a lot of corn, and corn doesn't really have tryptophan in it, or it doesn't have niacin in it. And so they became deficient in both of these. Remember, the body can make a little bit of niacin if it has tryptophan. The reason being, it's so darn important. Without it, you can't survive. And it's one of the most critical, well, all the vitamins are critical, but it might be the most critical, arguably, because of its connection to this NAD and NADH stuff. Your cells cannot work. That's the energy in a cell. That's the battery of a cell, is nicotinamide adenine diphosphate, NAD, NAD, and NADH. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844. We got Sean Burcham coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sean's going to talk to us about business. All right, you're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is again defending the levels of coronavirus testing across the nation. He tweeted this morning that the U.S. has tested more people than any other country and argued the media does nothing but complain.
states are beginning to reopen as the coronavirus pandemic pushes into another month. Many states are taking a very cautious approach, though, with no changes planned until leaders are confident their outbreak is easing. On the U.S. economy and when it might bounce back, President Trump said at a briefing last evening,
"You're going to see a big rise in the third, but you're going to see an incredible fourth quarter, and you're going to have an incredible next year."
Stocks surging at the opening bell today on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 350 points at times, a day after finishing more than 350 points higher at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Federal lawmakers are heading back to D.C. soon. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The House and Senate will return to Washington, D.C. next Monday after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. Now, when it comes to the House and Senate working on another stimulus package, according to White House economic advisor Kevin Hazlitt, it has to be a bipartisan bill.
To get to that last phase, the growth phase, Larry Kudlow calls it, then we're going to need more legislation. For the next 3 or 4 months, this will be so much startlingly bad economic data because of the shutdown that I think that policymakers, like they have been, should be able to come together in a bipartisan way and make, you know, smart moves.
Hazlitt speaking outside the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pentagon is declassifying three previously leaked top secret Navy videos that show what it refers to as unexplained aerial phenomena. They were released to, in the words of a Navy official, clear up misconceptions by the public on whether or not the footage that has been circulating was real or whether or not there is more to the videos. However, the phenomena is still listed as unidentified. The videos captured what fighter pilots saw on their video sensors during training flights in 2004 and 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben, and we are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find longevity products at brightsideben.com, also pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and the Join the Team Now link that you can click on to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy. Wound healing is beauty. If you can't put your beauty product on a cut or a scrape and have it accelerate the healing of that cut or scrape or wounded skin, it ain't a beauty product because it's the same mechanism. You can check out all our Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, I am excited to have our guest on. Sean Burcham is an entrepreneur and turned a garage business into a $70 million business in 20 years. He has his business now has 1,300 locations. Now he goes around helping people understand how to how to, well, Straight Talk, he calls his book, Keeping Score with Grit, Straight Talk Strategies for Success. And we're going to talk, we're going to do some Straight Talk Strategy talking for success here with Sean Burcham. Please welcome Sean to the Bright Side. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, thanks for being here. Keeping Score with Grit. So you got some great ideas here. I love this acronym that you got, Grit. And I also want to talk about the relationship between these business skills, these business success strategies that you talk about, and how they apply to communities, to groups, to families, that kind of thing, not necessarily for business. But before we get into that, you have a really, really cool story. Tell us a little bit about this. You started a business from in a garage, and it became a $70 million business. I want to know, tell us that story. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, Ben, thanks. First of all, people think I can't spell very well because I spell grit with two T's on the end. So there is a story there as well. But the entrepreneurial story really starts with the first G, which is, having a goal-setting mentality. I've just always been a tremendous goal setter. Everything I do in my entire life, even as a kid, was really based around goals. So after I graduated college, I wrote down a little note and put it in my dresser drawer. Just said I wanted to own my own business by the time I was 28 and really focused on that for the next 5 years. And when I was 27, I started a business called Pro Food Systems and started out of our garage and ultimately went from a double-income, no-kid family to a one-kid, no-income family literally almost overnight as my wife and I decided to jump all in on the business that we created. And we just started selling chicken breading and shortening out of our garage, and that morphed into a nationwide equipment and wholesale food distribution company. And we put Champ's Chicken locations inside supermarkets and convenience stores, and now we have multiple brands, including Blue Taco. So it's been a fun ride. We got over 150 employees now. I've got multiple companies I'm invested in outside of PFS Brands as we transition PFS Brands to a 100% employee-owned company. So it's been a fun almost 22 years now.
And now, there was nothing unique about your shortening or your breading. It was just a business idea, and you just applied business sense to it.
Yeah, we always like to say there's something unique, no different than KFC. We got our secret herbs and spices, but really at the end of the day, it's just trying to make a better mousetrap, I like to say. It's taking something that somebody else was doing and making it better. And how we do that primarily, Ben, is through people. I'm a big proponent of putting better people around you and putting people that are especially better at certain things than you are, and it's ultimately building a team, no different than if you're out on a football team. You got to have the simple blocking and tackling. You got to have quarterbacks and defenders and those types of things.
Now, when you did this, and I've had several businesses myself, and I've read a lot about business, and it seems like it's inevitable that stuff's going to go wrong, that the craft's going to hit the fan, that things are going to not go as planned, and chaos is going to ensue. How do you get through that without freaking out and losing it and just giving up?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and I think that's why the GRIT acronym couldn't be really any better timing to talk about right now, going through all of this COVID-19 crap, as you call it. I mean, it's you have to have grit, you have to have perseverance, and you have to recognize that you're going to make mistakes along the way. And the more self-aware I've become over the year and have become really intrigued with psychology, which I didn't like at all going through high school and college, but I've really become so self-aware and aware of others and really just focus on putting the right people in the right spots where they can excel and just giving them the tools to let them go and recognize and encouraging that they're going to make mistakes. And that mindset is critical, I think, in life and in business, that, hey, you know, if you're going to be successful, you're going to make some mistakes along the way, and you just got to learn from them and move on. Keep looking forward.
I love what you said about psychology. I talked to a lot of business people on this program, and almost always it comes down to psychology. It's like how the mind works, how your mind works, how your customer's mind works, how your employees' minds work. That's like, that seems to be, if not the most, certainly a fundamental skill, a skill set to learn if you're going to be an entrepreneur and you're going to be a business person.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at that, quite honestly, as I started out. I had more of and of course, I think like a lot of entrepreneurs start out, you start out with something that you're passionate about or something that you like. And in my case, and in many cases of growing businesses, it morphs into something that all of a sudden you're like, wow, how did I get here? You know, I started out thinking I'd be kind of a simple Missouri company working out of my house and garage, and now we're working all across the country and even across the world, and you gotta adjust as you go. So that you know, I had a big aha moment in 2011 when I really started reading and studying. And I have never been an avid reader. In fact, I've only read two books. I only read two books until the time I was 40, and that was back in eighth grade.
Wow.
I just was not a book reader. I read all kinds of publications and things. But since that aha moment of really just reading a book called The Danger Zone by Jerry Mills, and it just felt like that book was written about me. It's talking about entrepreneurs and how hard we work, and we're just buried working 70, 80 hours a week, and our spouses don't even understand what we're going through necessarily, and who else in the world can relate to you? And the real message of the book is there's been people out there that have done this and that you can learn from, and that's what I started doing. I really started studying the best business books in the world, the best thought leaders in the world, and that's where our GRIT acronym and actually our GRIT business coaching came from. It's just a culmination of all the best thought leaders in the world, much like when we started the business. You know, it wasn't that we invented chicken. It's just we made chicken better, and we have a unique model. Same thing with our GRIT business coaching. We've just taken what some of the best leaders think and blended it in with a lot of our good ideas and came up with our coaching company.
Oh, so you actually have a coaching company in addition to having, you still have this, or did you sell it, the food business?
Oh, I still have the food business. I guess technically you could say that I sold it. I'm still the founder and CEO, but we became a 100% employee-owned company on January 3rd, 2017. So my wife and I transferred all of our shares of stock over into what's called an employee stock ownership plan, and now all of the employees are actually own that company as well as several other subsidiary companies. One of those subsidiary companies is a company called GRIT Business Coaching, where we actually go out and coach all kinds of different companies in all kinds of different spectrums, and it's really about open book leadership and how you get employees engaged and helping you drive the business.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We were just talking yesterday to somebody who was about open book leadership. I want to talk about the book, Keeping Score with Grit. Thank you for doing all of this, by the way. I mean, you don't have to do it. You got yourself a healthy business, but you're going out and teaching people, distilled your wisdom, and now you're sharing it with other people. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. We've got Sean Burcham. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Do not go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sean Burcham, author of the book Keeping Score with Grit, Straight Talk, and Straight Talk Strategies for Success. And Sean pointed, you went to break before we were going to talk about, I don't know what were we talking about before we went to break. I want to bring it up. I haven't crossed my mind, but oh, you said you talked about transparency. What did you call it? Open book leadership? Is that how you phrased it?
Yeah, open book leadership.
I love that concept. And I was, you know, you took that really seriously in your book, because right in your book, you've got your mission statement, you've got your vision statement, you've got everything you stand for, all your values. I mean, anybody who wants to know anything about your business, this is about as open book as it gets.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of great advice in there, both for business people. And I really wrote the book not only for business people, but anybody that wants to be more successful. And really, our core purpose is in all of our companies, both inside PFS and on my private side, we have a core purpose of helping others become more successful in work and in life. So I just have a strong belief that if people are happier at home, if they're happier in their personal lives, they're going to come to work and be better performers at work, too. So it really plays on both ends there.
I was about to say that I love how your core value is happiness. Now, you've broken it down a little bit into specifics, but underneath core values, you say happiness rule. I mean, it's happy. Your core value is happiness. And number one, the H stands for have fun. So lest anybody think that this is all work and no play, there's a lot of fun to be had in being an entrepreneur and being a warrior and facing these kinds of stresses and adversities and rewards and lack of rewards, if you will. You can have fun while you're doing this whole thing.
Yeah, I like to tell people I'm a little bit warped because I do love to work. It doesn't feel like work to me. I truly enjoy the challenges of entrepreneurship. It sounds even bad, even going through this COVID-19 situation. It's actually energizing for me, and I know I've got some CEO friends that are similar. Now, obviously, we wouldn't go out there and create a situation like we're in now just to have the challenges, but it really is just all about having the grit and perseverance to get through any situation and being able to have the optimism and the futuristic-looking view that, hey, on the other side of this thing, there may be something better even. And how do we use this as opportunities to get better and improve our company and ultimately position ourselves for better success on the other side?
bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. Crisis and opportunity, they go hand in hand. So if you have a crisis, that's an opportunity.
Yeah, I'd say it's a great time to be a leader.
Well, so let's talk about being a leader. Let's talk about grit, okay? Now, grit, like you say, it's not like you don't know how to spell. It's an acronym, G-R-I-T-T. Let's talk about each one. You've got about 5 minutes here. Let's talk about each one of these. Number one, G.
Yeah, sure. G is just goal-driven. It's inherently difficult for a lot of people to set goals. And, again, my aha moment in 2011 was like, man, no wonder. I mean, there's so many people out there that don't set goals. And, in fact, the statistics say that only 1 in 200 people actually set goals and write them down. The critical part of that is writing those goals down. If you simply have a goal and you write it down, you are 50% more likely to accomplish that goal if you write it down. And I didn't know that at the time I took that piece of paper and put it in my dresser drawer or nightstand drawer. I didn't know that. I just wrote my goal down, and it made it stick in my head. And, again, most people don't realize that. So we've created an internal system about goal setting and goal tracking that is available to other businesses now as well.
Is it a kind of set and forget, or do you always have to have your goal in mind all the time?
Always got to have it in mind. You've got to have a cadence of looking at those goals, reviewing those goals, tracking them, marking them behind pace, on pace, and those are things that we've built into this system. So they do have to be visible. And, in fact, one of the most important things I could encourage people to do is make sure you find an accountability partner. Find somebody else that you can share your goals with, because then you can talk about them with them, and they're ultimately holding you accountable.
Okay, now R, I love this word, one of my favorite words, R, responsible. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the responsible piece for me is responsible, and I put accountability with responsibility. Ultimately, our culture is about competitiveness and being responsible and being held accountable. No different than if you're on a sports team and you've got to answer to the fans and your scoreboard's up there in front of the whole world for them to see. You know, that's being responsible, that's being held accountable, and not everybody's comfortable with that, and we know in our business that we have to have people that are comfortable with that.
I love the analogy with sports teams, because there is, if athletes are doing something, we should be paying attention to it, I always thought, in the sense that their whole livelihood depends on performance, on super high performance, so they're pulling out all the stops, and taking responsibility and operating as part of a team, which is one of the things you talk about here in Grit, is a really important part of business and life as well as it is in sports. I love watching athletes and seeing how they perform and then taking their skill set and applying it to life. What about I?
I is just being involved. I mean, how are you actually getting engaged? And as an employer, how are we working to get people involved? And part of that comes through open book leadership and sharing the numbers, the transparency, open communication. I can tell you during this COVID-19 crisis, that communication and that transparency has been stepped up at levels that are unbelievable. In daily communication cadences, debrief sessions with my senior leadership team, making sure that myself and others are communicating every day with the entire organization all the way through the country happening and what we're doing to get through this.
Would you say there's been a dramatic increase in your involvement? I mean, I'm sure you were involved before, but would you say a dramatic increase in your involvement during this time period?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. As a leader, as a CEO, we've got great communication through the senior leadership team, through the middle management organization. But during this time, absolutely. Communication directly with individual, either through video or email.
Okay. T number one. G-R-I-T.
T number one is just team. Business, you know, there's certain things in life that you can go out and be successful as an individual. But if you're going to grow and scale a company, you have to be a team, and you have to be good at that team building and or put people in place that are. Sometimes a founder isn't the best person to be leading the team. And, you know, I kind of put myself sometimes in that category. I'm not always the best one to be communicating at all levels of the organization and create the best teamwork. So you've got to find the people that can communicate with different levels of the organization. So team is important. And that last T is really, I call it the most important T in Grit, because it's tolerance of failure. We do everything, and I do this with my three daughters in life as well. Everything that we talk about is, hey, you're going to fail a lot, especially the more you put yourself out there and the more chances you take. If you take risks, you're going to have failures, and it's just inevitable. So if you think you're going to go out there and be perfect at everything, from the start is not going to happen. So we have to encourage that tolerance of failure. I believe in a goal setting. When goal setting and the accomplishment of those goals, I believe that an individual should accomplish 70 to 80% of their goals, where most business organizations stress that you should achieve 100% of your goals. If you're achieving 100% of your goals, you're not stretching yourself enough, you're not dreaming big enough, and you're not ultimately going out and accomplishing what you can as a person.
In Japan, they say if you haven't failed at least once, you haven't had a successful life. It's like you have to go for no, kind of. You have to go to failure to see how far you can get. Otherwise, you're leaving some success on the table, no? If you don't push it all the way.
Absolutely. You're not going to talk to anybody that's been successful in the world that would tell you that they didn't fail along the way and learn from it.
Yeah. Isn't that great? That's where reading biographies can be really helpful, because you see how great people fail so much. In fact, great people fail way more than not great people, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I think if you go back to the sports analogy, look at Michael Jordan and getting cut from the basketball team his sophomore year, and how many winning game shots that he missed compared to how many he made, which is about five times the number. So,
you know who has the most strikeouts of any baseball player? At least he used to.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, isn't that great? I love that.
I love baseball in my book, so you hit me with a question I actually knew.
Oh, you knew that one. Yeah. Isn't that a great, though? He had more home runs at one time, anyway. More home runs and more strikeouts than any other baseball player. I love that story. Sean, that's lots of words of wisdom there. I appreciate it very much. And really, like I said before, thank you for doing this, because you don't have to do this, but you're sharing, you've distilled your wisdom, your experience down into a book, into succinct information, and now you're sharing with us. So thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for being on The Bright Side. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you having me.
Take care, Sean. Sean Burcham, author of Keeping Score with Grit, Straight Talk Strategies for Success. And it really has a lot of good information in it. SeanBurcham.com, and that's SeanBurcham, SeanBurcham.com, C-H-A-M. All right. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Check out our websites, BrightSideBen.com and PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com for longevity products, and TruthTreatments.com for Truth Skin Health products. We have our perfect pair on special. Get our Truth Transdermal C-Balm, 15 ml for $69, and you get a free biomimetic mineral mist with it. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.